Welcome to Wilderness Life, Legends of Fauna, a mini podcast series that revolve around the stories that portray animals in a sense of awe and admiration and fear for some. These stories help us find out whether these may have affected and molded the modern world treatment of animals. Without much ado, I present to you Vishal and Shashwat, your hosts for Legend of Fauna. So, let's dive in.
Hey there, and welcome back to yet another episode of Legends of Fauna. I'm Vishal.
And I am Shashwat. And we are Wilderness Life. Today, our episode is about the tale of turtles and tortoises.
What is the danger that turtles and tortoises are in? Before we get into that, or even before we get into our podcast, here is a mind boggler. What is the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
Well, you see, a turtle is a sea creature. Although there is a lot of time they spend on land, they are actually reptiles that belong to the sea. The insane fact about them is that there are approximately 356 species of turtles, and out of them, only 7 are actually sea turtles. The sad news is, however, that 11 species are enlisted as endangered species, which includes all the 7 species of the sea turtles. On the other hand, tortoises are land creatures. You remember the story about a hare and a tortoise having a race? That's because tortoises are territorial animals. Although they are reptiles, they are almost completely land creatures. There are about 30 to 40 species of tortoise. In totality, about 300 species of tortoise and turtles are in the endangered species list today. Let's try to understand if turtles and tortoises are really endangered due to mythological portrayal, or this time, they were just hunted down because they are defenseless.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, although very popular in pop culture, it is also rooted in mythology, the Asian and Japanese mythologies. Between the Renaissance in Italy, American cuisine and East Asian martial arts, the boys are immersed in several different cultures. Given the importance granted to them and their tortoise cousins in that particular area, it's no wonder that the most prominent part of their identities comes from East Asia and the Japanese martial arts that they seek to master. Turtles and tortoises have long been a symbol of longevity, as well as an appearance in mythology. The turtle has a prominent position as a symbol of steadfastness and tranquility, while a tortoise's longevity is suggested by its long lifespan and its shell, which was thought to protect it from any foe. Do you know one of the oldest living creatures on the earth is a tortoise? His name is Jonathan. It is a Seychelles giant tortoise, lived to sea dot. At around 187 years old, he is now the oldest known animal in the world, and he is living a relaxing life on the remote island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic, where he has been since the late 1880s. Tortoises and turtles for years have been featured in different mythologies. Let's dive into them and explore.
In the Greek mythology, the tortoise was sacred to the Greek god Hermes. Hermes was the messenger god. He was also important as a promoter of peace and harmony. It is told that Hermes produced lyre and made it from a tortoise shell. The tortoise being connected to the lyre made it the answer to the ancient riddle. While alive, I was silent. Dead, I sing sweetly. Another Greek myth says that Zeus invited all the animals to his party. All the animals came except the tortoise. Zeus went to see the tortoise and demanded to know why she did not show up at the feast. It is to be noted, the tortoise did not at the time carry a shell on its back. The tortoise simply answered, "There is no place like home." Zeus was not at all happy. In a fit of rage, he ordered that the tortoise will forever carry its home on her back. That's why we see that tortoises have a shell on their back.
According to the Sumerian mythology, ancient Mesopotamian people believed that the turtle was associated with one of their gods called Ea. And in Africa, in the mythology of the Yoruba tribe, Ijapa the tortoise is a trickster in a series of tales they tell of his exploits. While in some Native American traditions, the world turtle also carries the earth upon its back. The great spirit of the Cheyenne, Maheo, kneads mud from a coot's beak until the old grandmother turtle can support the earth on her back. The Mohawk believes that the trembling of the earth is caused by the old grandmother turtle stretching beneath the great weight of the earth she carries upon her back.
Another culture that is very well associated with turtles and tortoise is the Chinese mythology. In the Chinese mythology, Gong Gong was a tempestuous and unhappy water spirit of great strength. He is usually portrayed as a raging black dragon or as a seething water monster. Gong Gong was a spirit who was not happy with the rigid hierarchical order of things. Despite his raw power, his job in the courts of heaven was to run trivial errands and fill out tedious paperwork. Growing sick of what he perceived as menial chores, Gong Gong rebelled against the Jade Emperor. Together, Gong Gong and Zhang Liu brought about great destruction in the world. The tumult they unleashed killed countless people, but despite the suffering they caused, the two could not defeat the powers of heaven. They were opposed by Zhu Rong, the god of fire and ruler of the south. He was a mighty swordsman who fought mounted on the back of his magic tiger. Unable to withstand Zhu Rong's ferocity, the monsters were about to be defeated outright. Infuriated and unwilling to accept such a shame, Gong Gong hurled himself into Mount Buzhou, a mythical mountain which was one of the principal supports of heaven. Part of the mountain collapsed and a terrible hole appeared in the sky. The suffering caused by Gong Gong's earlier actions was nothing compared to the catastrophe caused by this collapse. Flood and wire swept the earth. Terrible creatures from beyond came through the rip in existence and ravaged the planet. Famine and horror stalked the world, and it seemed as though all living things were doomed. With the other gods helpless, the creator goddess Nuwa stepped forward. She cut the legs of a giant turtle and propped the sky back on its axis. So the animal is essentially still keeping the entire world from collapsing on itself. The tortoise is also one of the four symbols of mythological animals in the Chinese constellations. Together, these four are the tortoise, the dragon, the phoenix, and the tiger. The black tortoise rules the northern point on the compass and stands for endurance, strength, and longevity. Even though the tortoise is a real animal, this symbolic tortoise is given dragon ears, tentacles of fire on its shoulders, and a hairy tail of seaweed, which shows its connection to plant and sea life. The black tortoise represents the element of water and the season of winter. Together with the other three sacred animals, the black tortoise protects and shapes the world. It was believed that tortoises hibernate in the winter and change its shell every spring. Thus, why they had such long lives.
Turtles and tortoises also hold certain significance when it comes to rituals such as feng shui. The rear of the home is represented by the black tortoise, which signifies support for home, family life, and personal relationships. A tortoise at the back door of a house or in the backyard by a pond is said to attract good fortune and many blessings. Three tortoises stacked up on top of each other represents a mother and a babies. In Taoist art, the tortoise is an emblem of the triad of earth, humankind, heaven.
In the Mayan creation myth, the maize god twins were transported in a giant canoe, the Milky Way, to Orion's belt, which they saw as a giant cosmic turtle. The god Chuck cracked open the back of a turtle with a lightning stone. The maize gods grew from the crack in the back of the turtle, and it stretched out two serpents that formed a path for the sun and represented the umbilicus, through which the Maya communicated with their sky gods. Surrounding the Copan turtle altar are a series of stones which form a metaphorical sea.
The Japanese word for the turtle is kame, and the Japanese believe that the turtle is a symbol for wisdom, love, protection, and longevity. Longevity due to the long lifespan and slow movements. The turtle is magic and unites heaven and earth, with its shell representing heaven and its square underside representing earth. According to traditional Japanese beliefs, the tortoise is a haven for immortals and the world mountain, and symbolizes longevity, good luck, and support. It is a symbol of Kompira, the god of seafaring people. The tortoise is a favored motif by netsuke carvers and other artisans, and is featured in traditional Japanese wedding ceremonies. There is also a well-known artistic pattern based on the nearly hexagonal shape of a tortoise's shell. These patterns are usually composed of symmetrical hexagons, sometimes with smaller hexagons within them. The turtle has developed a more independent tradition than the other three prominent beasts of China. It is known as a minogame and is a symbol of longevity and felicity. The Minogami is also depicted with a long feathery fan-like tail. A Minogami has an important role in the well-known legend of Urashima Taro.
Once upon a time, there was a young fisherman named Urashima Taro who lived with his old mother. He was known for his modesty to the villagers. One day, early morning, he went down to the seashore. While walking along the beach, he saw that some children were tormenting a turtle with heavy sticks. Seeing that, he said, "Hey, get away from it. Stop hurting the turtle." The children ran away from there, and then Taro released the turtle back into the sea. The next day, while Taro was fishing, the turtle appeared near him from the sea and said, "I am the turtle you saved yesterday. I owe you my life and I want to thank you for saving me. I am inviting you to come with me to see the Dragon Palace." Taro was indeed astonished, knowing that there was a Dragon Palace deep in the sea. He felt he had an old mother back home, so he said to the turtle, "I don't want to leave my mother, so I have decided not to stay for long." Hearing that, the turtle answered, "We won't be long there. You will return here again soon." Taro was happy to know it and accepted the invitation that was offered by the turtle. He then climbed on the turtle's back and the turtle dived deep into the sea to reach the desired destination. After journeying for a while, they were about to reach the palace and Taro saw that the golden palace was glittering with gold and silver. When he arrived, the palace attendants all welcomed him. In fact, all those attendants were fishes. A few moments later, a beautiful princess named Otohime arrived and said, "Yesterday, you saved a turtle's life. That turtle was me. Please enjoy your time here and stay here as long as you wish." Then she took him inside the main palace where Taro had so many things to eat, drink, and enjoy. The life of Taro inside the palace was very joyful. He forgot the life he had before arriving here. A few days later, he suddenly remembered his old mother and the village. So he decided to return home from the palace. The princess gave him a tamate bako, which is a jeweled hand box, as a souvenir, saying that this precious box will help you from harm and open it up when you are in trouble. He said goodbye to her and then he climbed on a turtle's back and returned to the beach. After returning, all things seemed strange to him when he arrived. The villagers were staring at him because no one could recognize him. He was puzzled to see many things had changed. He headed towards his home to find his mother. When he arrived, he saw that his mother was nowhere to be found. The house owner came and asked, "Who are you?" Taro replied, "I am Urashima Taro. I am here to find my mother and this is my house." Listening to this, the house owner said, "I used to hear that there was a fisherman named Urashima Taro who used to live here with his mother hundreds of years ago. It is impossible that you are him." Saying these words, the house owner left. Urashima Taro did not know what to do. He felt alone and sad. He made his way back to the beach carrying the box the turtle gave him. He thought, "I have lost everything I had before. I have nowhere to go. My mother is dead and I don't know what to do." So he remembered the words the princess said to him. He then decided to open the box to relieve himself from the trouble. He was surprised to see that it was empty. But white smoke came out of it and he suddenly became an old man with a long white beard. His face was wrinkled. He then threw up his arms and fell down dead on the beach.
In Taiwanese villages, paste cakes of flour shaped like turtles are made for festivals that are held in honor of the lineage patron deity. People buy these cakes at their lineage temple and take them home to assure prosperity, harmony, and security for the following year.
Many legends of Vietnam connect closely to turtles. In Yao Dynasty of China, a Vietnamese king's envoy offered a sacred turtle, which was carved Khoa Dao script on its carapace, writing all things that happened from time sky and earth had just been born. The Yao king ordered a person to copy it and called it the turtle calendar. In the Hindu mythology, the world is thought to rest on the backs of four elephants who stand on the shell of a turtle. In Hinduism, Akupara is a giant tortoise who carries the world on its back, upholding the earth and the sea. One avatar of Vishnu is the giant turtle Kurma. The Sri Kurma temple in Andhra Pradesh, India is dedicated to Kurma avatar. Kurma avatar is also Kashyap, the northern star, the first living being, the forefather of Vishnu, the protector. The plastron symbolizes the earthly world and the carapace the heavenly world. The Sthapat Brahman identifies the world as the body of Kurmraj, the king of tortoises, with the earth its plastron, the atmosphere its body, and the vault of the heavens its carapace. The tortoise holds the elephant on which rests the earth. The elephant is the masculine symbol while the tortoise is the feminine symbol.
While in these, legends paint turtles and tortoises in a divine and deity-like color. Turtles have not always been seen in positive light in some cultures and traditions. Turtles have also been said to be symbols of immortality and are considered temporary dwelling places for souls that are making their way through a series of lives that are on the path to Nirvana. In the West, early Christians did not like turtles and viewed them as symbolizing evil forces during war. In Greece, turtles were once believed to be the citizens of hell. Turtles and tortoises, due to these stories, have been etched into folklore in a rather cruel manner. Folklorist Harry Middleton Heath, who wrote numerous volumes about the magical culture of the southern United States, says it was the common knowledge in some rural areas that carrying a turtle bone in your pocket would bring good fortune your way. In some traditions of hoodoo and root work, a turtle shell can be used in certain Luna-related spell work because the shell is often divided into 13 sections, the same number as there are lunar months in a calendar year. The shell of the tortoise also appears in African diasporic religions. The turtle shell can be used in rattles of fetishes. The turtle is also sometimes offered as a sacrifice to the gods in Santeria and other Afro-Caribbean religious practices. These are not all wearing turtle earrings or a necklace brings security and stability to your life. If you find a turtle shell that's no longer inhabited by its original occupant, bring it home and place it near your front door for protection of the house and those who live within. One should use an empty turtle shell for divination purposes. You can fill it with water and use it for scrying, or use it as a catching bowl for bone or stone divination.
Could these beliefs be why tortoises and turtles are hunted down? Turtles and tortoises have been seen in a divine light for such a long time, and they have often represented human characteristics like patience, tranquility, longevity, good luck, and etc. This has to be why people prefer them as pets over dogs and cats.
You make a good point, but there is a fact. Tortoises and turtles are not directly dying of human interferences. Yes, humans do contribute to it indirectly. There are 5 identified threats for turtles: fisheries bycatch, shrinkage coastlines, climate change, marine pollution, and trading. Due to these activities, collectively, over 1,000 turtles die every year. Either humans directly catch them and trade them for oil, leather, and medical needs, and when it is indirect human interference, they disrupt their natural breeding grounds and force them to use less optimal grounds, or have increased the pollution to such a point that every year about 1 million aquatic animals suffer the consequences. In case of tortoise, they face extinction due to illegal hunting activities solely, which include the 2 types of traits. One, pet industry. Even in that case, according to the statistics, about 90% of the turtles and tortoises die in captivity and transfer. And secondly, wildlife trade like leather and meat.
Haven't tortoises and turtles actually constantly able to adapt to their surroundings to be able to live for as long as they want to? According to a lot of different sources, they're estimated to have been around for as long as dinosaurs. And yet, humans single-handedly were able to put 300 species of turtles and tortoises in the endangered list.
According to the Vice President of WCS Species Program, Liz Burnett, turtles are wonderfully adapted to defend themselves against predators by hiding in their shells. But this defense mechanism doesn't work against organized, large-scale human hunting efforts.
Some people are of the hopeful belief that turtles and tortoises have existed before our time and will exist later as well, while some believe that with the way the humans have destroyed the environment, there will not soon be a future and there might not be a home for these wild animals. Either could be true, only time can tell.
Although we can slow down the process of destruction and reduce the number of animals dying each day by protecting them and respecting the fact that the wilderness is their homes and we can't take that away from them. We will stop here for today. We hope to see you soon for the next episode with a brand new topic and the same old time. Till then, stay safe and stay wild.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You will find us in your playlist every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. If you like Wilderness Lives, Legend of Fauna, please like, subscribe and share with your friends and family. You can also visit our website www.thewildernesslife.com to know more about us. Or you can always follow our official Instagram and Facebook pages @wilderness_life. Or register to our Medium publication, The Wilderness Life, to keep updated with our work. See you guys soon with yet another episode.